Well, I thought it would be nice to kick off with a bit of Stockton's Wing, and that particular tune is called Trip to London. If you want to hear the rest of it, you can get hold of a CD called the Stockton's Wing Collection. And there it is, one of the greatest Irish bands of all time. I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, bringing you 2 and a bit hours of the best in folk roots and acoustic music. And this month it's mostly new stuff, and fabulous it is too. Some of the tracks are not, to be honest, actually new, but have passed me by waving gaily on the ship of time, so I've grabbed hold of them for this show. And also, seeing as it was my birthday a few days ago, I'm going to share a few of my favourite tracks of all time with you, the listeners. So I'm going to kick off with one of my favourites of ever, that great old-time trio Sheesham, Lotus and Son, with their version, and a cracking one it is too, of My Dixie Darling. My Dixie Darling, Sheesham and Lotus and Son, from the album The High Step in Music of Sheesham and Lotus and Son. New album just in from Northwest Folkies Harp and a Monkey. Check out their website for the full story behind the band. You get there from our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. They come out of left field into the folk world, but they've dug into the massive archive of traditional song and ballads over the years and produced what I think is a really fine body of work. Their new album is a wee cracker called The Victorians, broadside ballads from the Victorian era, and I think they've done a brilliant job on it. I'm going to play you a version of Calico Printer's Clark. Nick Jones' old band The Halyard originally put a tune to this and made a different animal of it. Harp and a Monkey have done their own work on it, and fine work it is too. But let's see what you think. Here they are with The Calico Printer's Clark, a story of lost love in the days of the cotton mills.
Manchester, that city of cotton twists and twills, there live the subject of me song and the cause of all me ills. She was handsome, young and 20, and her eyes were azure blue. Admirer she had plenty, and her name was Dorothy Drew. For months and months attention unto her I did pay, so with a condescension she led me quite astray. The money I expended I'm ashamed to tell to you, but I'll tell you how it ended with myself and Dorothy Drew. She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark, one fine day she danced away with the Calico Printer's Clark.
One fine day she danced away with the Calico Printer's Clark.
She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark, fine day she danced away with the Calico Printer's Clerk. On my face informing was turned into a frown, for in the morning paper a paragraph my view, James the Calico Printer's Clerk has married Dorothy Drew. She was very fond of dancing, but allow me to remark, one fine day she danced away with the Calico Printer's Clerk.
Calico Printer's Clark, great version there from Harp and a Monkey's new album, The Victorians. Do check it out, it's full of really cracking stuff. Great fan of theirs. I've also, by the way, long been a fan of Dana and Susan Robinson, as many of you regular listeners will know. And they've got a new album out called The Town That Music Saved. They're great musicians, great singers and writers, with a really laid back and a gentle style. And their new album, The Town That Music Saved, is a celebration of their now home county of Vermont. I'm going to play you a track called The Flying Farmer, and this is a quote from the sleeve notes. The Flying Farmer is an homage to our neighbour farmer, Will Amden. Well, this particular farmer was once a commercial pilot, and on moving to Cabot, he built an airstrip and a hangar for his Cessna on the hill above his farm. Great story. This is Dana and Susan Robinson with The Flying Farmer.
Up on top of Ducharme Hill, there's a farmer that I know. With a thick grin at the ready, he's always on the go. Underneath Orion, beneath the coat of stars, there's a pilot on his ATV flying across the farm. High upon the hillside, there's a grassy airstrip where the Cessna's in the hangar waiting to take the air. Says my feet are planted on the ground, my heart is high above the clouds, roots so deep you couldn't pull me out. The endless blue is all around. Sugar in the springtime, I press cider in the fall. Summers I'm on the hillside with the brush hog. Waiting time is for the shop work, up the snow plow, spend time with friends and family, we make it happen somehow. Says my feet are planted on the ground, my heart is high above the clouds, roots so deep you couldn't pull me out. This blue is all around. Where I'm gonna fly. Says my feet are planted on the ground, my heart is high above the clouds, roots so deep you couldn't pull me out. The endless blue is all around, roots so deep you couldn't pull me out. This blue is all around.
Lovely song from a lovely album. Really laid back and mellow. A celebration of their now native county of Vermont. And by the way, Dana and Susan Robinson are on tour here from November the 6th onwards. You can find their website via ours, www.mycardingfolkshow.com. Do look them out if they're in a town anywhere near you, because they're just as good live as they are on disc. That track you just heard was called The Flying Farmer, and it's from their album The Town That Music Saved. Now, way back in the mists of Anti-Kitty, when I worked for the BBC, we used a tune by Natalie McMaster as our SIG tune. Natalie is an amazing fiddler from Nova Scotia, who played Cape Breton music from the age of 9, and she's toured with the Chieftains, Carlos Santana, Alison Krauss, and loads of other people. Years ago, I saw her performing live at the Birchmere Centre outside Washington, D.C. Absolutely stunning. Here she is playing a great version of a tricky little hornpipe written by James Hill, a 19th century fiddler from Newcastle who composed loads of tunes like The Scholar, The Rights of Man, and this one, which a lot of people try to play, myself included, and fail miserably, myself included. This is Natalie McMaster with a brilliant version of The Golden Eagle Hornpipe. Thank you. Canada's Queen of the Fiddle, Natalie McMaster. Three tunes there. The first one was the Golden Eagle Hornpipe. The second was Never Was Piping So Gay, another traditional tune. And she finished off with one of her own reels, History with Hannah. And that track can be found on the new album from Natalie McMaster called Sketches. Now, one of the great hits of the Costa del Folk Festival in Ibiza this spring was the Tweed Project. Musicians from both sides of the Tweed, which, of course, divides England from Scotland, have come together and formed a band which plays music from both countries. It's a six-piece band and has some of the finest young musicians on the planet. Greg Russell and Kieran Alger, whom many of you will of course know, leading young Scots piper and whistle player Ali Levac and Josie Duncan and Pablo Lafuente, who come from Scotland. And the whole is finished off with percussionist Evan Carson. So you've got three from England and three from Scotland. I thought they were absolutely wonderful on stage. Slack-jawed and mightily impressed. I watched both their sets. Fabulous. Well, they've a new EP just out, and from it I've picked for you now the Ed Pickford song, The Devil Is in the Dust. The devil, of course, being black lung pneumoconiosis or silicosis, from which many, many colliers on both sides of the Atlantic have died. Colliers, of course, being totally dispensable at the court of King Cole.
The devil is in the dust. dust. The rises from the coal, it rages in your chest as it battles for your soul. The devil is in the dust. The rises from the coal, it rages in your chest as it battles for your soul.
Yes, the devil is in the dust, from the Tweed Project's eponymous EP. Now, the next track comes from an album which is not new, but fairly recent. I love what Johnny Dyer and Vicky Swan do. Vicky is an amazing musician, and Johnny, as well as being a fantastic musician, is also a brilliant producer, as you'll find out later in the show. From their new album, 12 Months and a Day, this is Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer with John Lover.
John Lover's dead, that's what his mother said. Johnny Lover's dead, that's what his mother said. John Lover went to the war, John Lover's gone. Yes, John Lover went to the war, cried Johnny Lover's gone. Died on another man's ground, killed by strangers round. He died on another man's land, killed by strangers' hand. John Lover went to the war, John Lover's gone. Yes, John Lover went to the war, cried Johnny Lover's gone. Died on another man's ground, that's where his body was found. He died on another man's land, killed by a stranger's hand. John Lover went to the war, John Lover's gone. Yes, John Lover went to the war, cried Johnny Lover's gone. So slow, she's nothing left to show. She's got no boy to grow, just the crops in the ground in the rain and sun. John Lover's gone, just the crops in the ground in the rain and the sun, cry Johnny Lover's gone. John Lover's dead, and she never held his head. Johnny Lover's dead, and she never held his head. As he died on the ground in the rain and sun, John Lover's gone. As he died on the ground in the rain and sun, cried Johnny Lover's gone. John Lover's dead, that's what his mother said. John Lover's dead, John Lover.
beautiful version. A traditional American song, John Lover, from Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer's album 12 Months and a Day. Now, Manchester Irish musician Michael Walsh has got a fine new album out. He's a great flute player and whistle player, as well as a singer. And one of the tracks kicks off with one of my favourite tunes ever. I learned it from an old fiddler called Bernard O'Reilly, a lovely fiddler who used to run the Tuesday night sessions in one of the finest pubs in England ever, the Peveril of the Peak. Still going, still a good pub, but sadly no session there. Look it up on Google Maps and have a look at a picture of it, because it's covered in Victorian tiles, one of the classic Victorian pubs of Manchester. Well, I learnt Paddy's Return there, and the trip to Athlone I learnt later, can't remember where. Michael Walsh plays both of them together here on his album Quayhawk, kicking off with Paddy's Return, which I'll dedicate to the memory of that wonderful gentleman, Bernard O'Reilly. Nice bit of whistle playing there from Michael Walsh's new album, Quayhawk. Paddy's Return and Trip to Athlone. Simple, direct, unadorned, the pure drop. Well, like Harp and a Monkey, the band Lunar Tractors push boundaries. Amazing voices, minimal instrumentation, mostly composed of body percussion. And I really like it. I suspect that some of you might not, but give it 3 minutes of your life. You might like it too, you never know. From their album This Is Broken Folk, this is Lunar Tractors with their version of an old ballad called The Catalpa, which tells about a group of convicts who've been sent to Australia and who are rescued by some Americans on a whaling ship. A true story, and it's well worth looking at the Wikipedia version of the story. Anyway, this is the Lunar Tractors with body percussion and their version of the Catalpa.
Ah, noble whale ship and commander, was called the Catalpa, they say. She came down to Western Australia and she took 6 poor prisoners away, 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 away. So come on, you screws, wardens and jailers, and remember Perth, Riga today. Take good care of the rest of your prisoners, boys, or the whalers will steal them away, 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 away. 7 long years had they served here, and 7 long more had to stay. For defending their country, old Ireland, they said, for that they were banished away. When you kept them in Western Australia till the hair on their heads would turn grey. But the Yanks from the States of America came out here and stole them away, away, away. Then the Georgia, armed with bold warriors, went out the poor Yanks to arrest. But she runs up her star-spangled banner, saying, you'll not arrest me, I guess. So come all you screws, wardens and jailers, and remember Perth Riga today. Take good care of the rest of your prisoners, boys, or the whalers will steal them. All safe in America, and soon we'll be able to cry, hoist up the green flag and the shamrock, lads, hurrah for old Arrow will die. So remember those 6 prisoners colonial, and sing all these verses with skill, and remember the whale ship that stole them away, and the home that they left on the hill. So come all you screws, wardens and jailers, and remember Perth Riga today. Take good care of the rest of your prisoners, boys, or the whalers will steal them. The whalers will steal them. The whalers will steal them away, 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 away.
The Lunar Tractors from their album This Is Broken Folk with the Catalpa. Don't say you don't get variety on this show. Johnny Coppin, of whom I'm a great fan, has got a new album out, well, a double CD out called 30 Songs, and that's what you get for your money. 2 discs of great songs, and I'm going to play you a track now from disc 2 called The Winding Stair. If you don't know Johnny Coppin's work, by the way, he's been on the folk scene for as long as I have, I think, turning out great albums and stage performances forever. He's worked with people like Laurie Lee, who, of course, wrote Side Up with Rosie, and has produced lots and lots of great, great work. Well, I love this next song in particular because I knew the bookshop that Johnny sings about, a bookshop in Dublin called The Winding Stair. We've lost too many of our bookshops over the years, and this is a celebration of a beautiful little shop down on Ormond Quay that is still flying the flag.
Down by the Liffey, I know there's a place where we can go. Down by the river, I'm sure is the place to be. When nothing in the world can make me change my mind, oh, roads lead to that door, and that is where you'll find me. Going up the winding stair, I hope that I'll see you there. Nowhere else can small cafe. When troubles of the world, they seem to get to me. I know there is a haven, and that's where I'll be. Going up the winding stair, I hope that I'll see you there. Nowhere else now can compare with going up the winding
stair from Johnny Coppin's new double CD, 30 Songs. Let's have another track from the new EP from the Tweed Project's eponymous album. I in particular love this one because I've loved this song from whenever. The Bleacher Lassie of Kelvin Hall.
Awoken one summer's evening, awoken by it's I believe.
Wonderful version of the Bleacher Lassie of Kelvin Hoare from the Tweed Project's new album, their eponymous new album. Now, I've been a fan of singer-songwriter Reg Muros ever since Megan Rose sent me a copy of his album years and years back. I introduced him on the stage of the Royal Albert Hall as, quote, one of the finest singer-songwriters this country has produced, end of quote, and I still stand by that. Lizzie Loved a Highwayman and Jesus Wept, England Green and England Grey, For Sophie, This Beautiful Day. The list goes on and on. A man of intelligence, a great songsmith, a great tunesmith. He's just produced a new album, the last in a trilogy, and it's called Raw. Stripped down, basically just Reg and his guitar, working with producer and engineer Jeff Hawking. It's a fine collection, I think, of thoughtful and beautiful songs, sung and produced without any artifice. In Ireland, they call such work the pure drop. From his album Raw, all of new material, as I say, recorded simply with voice and guitar, this is a beautiful song called We Looked Away.
When the leaves were softly changing and the constant engines rolled and the ancient air was rich with summer turning, while the war was far off raging, we were safe behind these trees and nothing changed but something distant burning. There was talk and there were rumors, those who never came back home, troops on the streets and cries behind the curtains. Those unsafe by their religion or the color of their skin. Yes, we heard the news, but how could we be certain? No, we never asked the questions. We were busy with our day. We looked away. His eyes were bright with promise, and they shone with his great gift, and a nation swore allegiance to his mission. And his words rang like church bells, calling all lost souls to join and praise and to rejoice in his great vision. While the rivers turned to crimson, we were busy with our day. We looked away, we looked away. In the north, the ice is melting, and the oceans fade to grey, and the whales cry for the dying of their nation. And the earth is stripped and wasted, greed and progress have their way, while it sickens more with each new generation. Roll the blinds and draw the curtains, we are busy with our day. We looked away, we looked away. Come the hour of your judgment, would you take the stand and say, I looked away, I looked away, we looked away, we looked away.
Rajmi Ross with We Looked Away from the album Raw. And I do owe a personal apology to Reg and Katie, his manager, because I should have been there at Manchester Folk Festival this year to introduce Reg on stage, but I made an absolute bollocks of my diary and I was actually in Portugal for the Costa del Folk and couldn't make it. It was my fault entirely, for which I do apologise completely. Just a burst of idiocy, I suppose you could call it. Now I'm going to play another track from the new Ralph McTell album. Ralph's songs, as many of you will know, have covered everything from down and outs on the streets of London to walking a zigzag line up a mountain, from Kenny the Kangaroo to Irish labourers from Clare stuck in digs in England and dreaming of home. One song from his new album, Gertrude and Alice, tells the story of life partners Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas. Set, as I read somewhere, to the wistful flurries of period-style accordion. To me it conjures up the Paris of Ernest Hemingway and Malcolm Lowry, when you could rent a garret for a few francs a week and live your life writing your novel or not. Then you would go and get drunk on cheap red wine and talk about all the stuff you're going to do. It reminds me of a cartoon drawn by a friend of mine, Joe Bosky, showing two characters sitting on a bar stool. And one says to the other, what are you doing? And the other replies, I'm writing a novel. To which the first man says, neither am I. Here's Ralph McTell from his album Hill of Beans with Gertrude and Alice.
Created a social world, and their their arty salon. They worked hard to get on with each of Pablo's new girls. When war arrived, Miss Stein learned to drive and ordered a brand new Ford. She rattled round Paris with passenger Alice, and they helped in the hospital ward. Poor Madeleine gets caught in the rain. This morning she has no defenses. Last night with only she left her paraplegic. Now she's soaked to the skin as she hurries shakily, while soldiers shiver in trenches. The books Gertrude wrote gave rise to the quote, a rose is a rose is a rose. Though quite what it meant, or its literal intent, was never quite fully disclosed. The cold morning mist slowly lifts over the river sand. Monsieur Caron returns for his gloves. His wife's still undressed and he stays and makes love. And now he is late for his train. Artists and writers stimulate and excite us, though most of them alpha and male. Alice heard Gertrude say that she found him in way, paradoxically earnest and frail. Gertrude and Alice moved to Paris and lived on the roof level. They played their part in promoting new art by buying a painting or two.
A song is a song is a song, as Gertrude Stein once said when she was playing the ukulele on the left bank. Ukulele banjo, I should say, not a straight ukulele. Alice B. Toklas on euphonium. Ralph MacTell there with Gertrude and Alice from his new album Hill of Beans, which, as ever with Ralph's album, is chock full of finely crafted and soulful and meaningful songs. Because he is, even though he hates being called this, a national treasure. And a lovely, lovely bloke to boot. Talking of which, Keith Christmas is a contemporary of both myself and Ralph, great songwriter, great singer, great guitarist, and his new album is also a cracker. It's called Life, Life, and listen very carefully to the lyrics of this song because they're very meaningful. It's Keith Christmas with Who's Going to Save You?
Too. now she's at him.
Well, I believe Keith is back on the road again doing tours and appearing all over the country. Get a chance to see him, go and see him. He's a brilliant live performer as well. Keith Christmas from his album Life Life with Who's Gonna Save You? A damn good question. Now, I did mention earlier on that Johnny Dyer is a fine, fine record producer. If you don't know what the producer does, basically, they take the raw songs from a singer, a songwriter, band, whatever. They think long and hard about arrangements. They work out instrumentation. And they generally, if you like, help to put together an artist's material. Well, I loved Tom Reed's first album, Broken Glass. I played the title track, and I've also played I Want to Go Down to the Sea. Tom, in case you've forgotten, is an Irish singer-songwriter now living in London and better known, as he says, himself as a roofer, because that's what his day job is, fixing people's roofs. I had the pleasure of meeting the man this year at the Settle Folk Gathering when he just came up to camp on the football field and to come and listen and sit and watch the Morris sides dancing in the square. Well, I've already played a track from his new album, produced by Johnny Dyer. It's called Up on the Roof of Song. I'm going to play two tracks now, back to back. The first song is a song about Irish emigration called We Sailed Away. And the second song is one of those, well, one of those songs that digs you in the ribs, stops you in your tracks and makes you think. It's called Do the Right Thing. But first of all, it's Tom Reed with We Sailed Away.
We sailed away, one bitter cold December day. We hoisted anchor, no delay, from Galway Bay. We sailed away. No time to cry, no mother there to wave goodbye. From famine fields the wild geese fly, to live or die, no time to cry. In God we trust, though all around us turns to dust, our bellies starve, no crumb nor crust, so leave we must, in God we trust. Thank you.
dressed in rags against the cold. 200 fevered Irish souls, like slaves of old, down in the hold. Many die, no one can say. We make their graves out on the waves. No Irish here, we stagger slow.
Dancing on a pin, what goes up comes down again. Mama's getting fatter, daddy's getting thin, and all I wanna do is sing. Now God made man back in the Bible days. He said stay out of the orchard and you'll all be saved. But when Adam ate the apple, he went out on a limb and he left us with original sin. And I wonder if I did the right thing last night when I stayed out late and got into a fight. Smoked a lot of cigarettes and drank a lot of gin. But I wonder if I did the right thing. Old Noah looked out on the great ocean wide. Gonna build a little shack when the waters subside. His wife said, honey, if we sink or swim, I know you're gonna do the right thing. Jesus came to visit with a message from the boss. He said, do unto others, so they nailed him to a cross. But Judas took the money and he bought a lot of bling, till his conscience got the better of him. And I wonder if I did the right thing last night when I stayed out late and got into a fight. I smoked a lot of cigarettes and drank a lot. I did the right thing. Muhammad was the greatest, he was best of all the best. At the rumble in the jungle, you could see that he was blessed. Like a butterfly he floated, like a bee could really sting, when he did the alley shuffle around the ring. Elvis went to heaven with a guitar in his hand. Said, I used to be a singer in a rock and roll band. Oh, hallelujah, brothers, God save the king. Let's play a little Memphis swing. And I wonder if I did the right thing last night when I stayed out late and got into a fight.
did the right thing. Now I gotta keep moving, 'cause the devil's on my tail. The bread's in the oven and the check's in the mail. I'm following a prophet and I'm reading the I Ching. They keep telling me to do the right thing. 10 little unicorns dancing on a pin. What goes up comes down again. As it was in the beginning, so it shall be in the end, when we're delivered from all evil, amen. And I wonder if I did the right thing last night, when I stayed out late and got into a fight. I smoked a lot of cigarettes and drank a lot of gin. But I wonder if I did the right thing. I wonder if I did the right thing. I wonder if I did the right thing.
Well, it's the way that you sing 'em. Do the Right Thing, Tom Reed, from his album Up on the Roof of Song. And before that, you heard We Sailed Away from the same album. I love that guy's work. Love his singing, love his songwriting. I think he's got a great voice, too. And I hope I can get him up to settle next year. It'd be lovely to have him up there for a guest spot. Now, it's time for me birthday music. Tracks that mean a lot to me, tracks that have featured in my life, or tracks from people that I just love. Going to kick off with a few tunes from Mike McGoldrick. I played with him in Manchester in the station and in Didsbury a couple of weeks back. We had a few tunes together. He's an amazing musician and a top lad. From his album Wired, this is Mike McGoldrick with the Paddy in the Smoke set.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Paddy in the Smoke from Michael McGoldrick's album Wired. Is another modern classic. In case you don't know, in America, the Monopoly board is different from the English one. They don't have Park Lane, for example. Neither do they have the Old Kent Road. The Old Kent Road, of course, is the rubbish part of London on the English Monopoly board. In America, they have Baltic Avenue. And Charlie Roth's song of the same name points out that the Monopoly board is very heavily tilted towards the rich end of town. And if you ain't got it, you end up, like the rest of us, on Baltic Avenue. I think this is a totally brilliant song, but let's see what you think.
Mediterranean neighbors and an income tax view just past gold on Baltic Avenue. I lost my job when they shut down the short line road. No brakeman's income to declare anymore. Go directly to jail. A chance card written by the way your mortgage is due. On Baltic Avenue, they took the whole American pie, left not a crumb for the rest to survive. Our race has been run, our neighbors got the same. Time to clear the board and start a brand new game. Boardwalk bullies and their Park Place pawns put up a hotel in what was my lawn. They got Marvin Gardens and the waterworks too. Now we're all screwed on Baltic Avenue. We're sleeping in free parking in a broken down car. Might bed down in the Reading Railroad Yard. A distant vision of an American dream we all once knew on Baltic Avenue. They took the whole American pie, left not a crumb for the rest to survive. Our race has been run, our neighbors got the same. Time to clear the board and start a brand new game.
Charlie Roth from his album Tartan Cactus Heart with Baltic Avenue. If you want any information on the tracks, obviously, just go straight to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists on tonight's show. At this particular part of the show, I'm indulging myself completely because it was my birthday a couple of days ago, and I'm just going to do exactly what I feel like doing. Why not? I've always said, live to be a burden to your children. And live to be a spoilt old geezer, which is what I'm going to do. I've known this lad for more than 50 years now. Christy Moore, the Storm in a T-shirt, has been a lifelong friend ever since I booked him for a pub in Manchester called The Old House at Home. And as you know, regular listeners, I paid him £3 for that night, and he wrote to me a couple of days later, said, I had a really great night. I'd love to come and do it again for the same money. Damn, I wish I'd kept that letter. I'm sure it's in the house somewhere. I must dig it out and hold him to it. Well, he used to sleep on our settee like lots of other folkies when they came to those folk clubs in Crumsall and Blakely that I used to run. And one of the songs of Christie's that I really love is one that relates quite closely to the house I have in Connemara in the west of Ireland. Just down the road from the house is a place called Leenane and a pub called Hamilton's Bar or Hamilton's Rest. And it's mentioned in this beautiful song, which I think owes a lot to a certain Thomas Hardy poem. From the album This Is The Day, this is Christie Moore with So Do I.
This is the day the fisherman likes, and so do I. When the rain puts a shine and the chestnut spikes, hear the curlews cry. The nightingale sings her best, we'll drink a pint in Hamilton's Rest, and the girl I love wore a muslin dress, the fisherman dream and the sun in the west, and so do I, so do I. Now I can see, since the girl that I love dearly has cast her loving spell on me, this is the day the cuckoo likes, and so do I. When the hills fall down in different shapes and the swallows fly, to a hidden beach where boats can't go, mountain rivers overflow, I hear the squealing of the seagulls as off home they go. So do I, and so do I. Now I can see, since the girl that I love dearly has cast her loving spell on me, I'll cross the seven oceans forevermore, I'll wander till she has cast her loving spell on me. This is the day the fisherman likes, and so do I. The rain puts a shine and the chestnut spikes, hear the curlews cry. The nightingale sings her best, we'll drink a pint in Hamilton's Rest, and the girl I love wore a muslin dress, and the fishermen dream in the sun in the west. So do I, and so do I.
So do I. Christy Moore. From the album, This Is The Day. I'm working on the second volume of my autobiography at the moment. The working title is You Can Sleep on the Settee, because that's where I used to end up most times after a folk club. We'd go back to somebody's house, they're saying, you're sleeping on the settee, is that okay? And you'd wake up in the morning after having a few scoops when you came back and maybe played a few tunes in the house and had a bit of crack and a bit of a party with the people there. You'd sleep on the settee and wake up in the morning with a toddler trying to poke your eyes out with a jammy dummy as the mum stuck her head round the door going, Patrick, come back here, come back now. Happy days. On the opening night of the Old House at Home, the pub that started, in a way, my career as a folk singer, there were loads and loads of folkies that came from all over the place. Harry Boardman, Frank Duffy, dozens and dozens of them. Half the Bury Folk Club came down, including two lads, Dave Brooks and Bernard Wrigley. Dave Brooks and Bernard Wrigley were just two of the best shanty singers and concertina players in the Northwest in those early days. And there they were, sat on the piano, because there was no room. Everybody had taken up all the seats and the tables. People were crawling all over the place, and it was a fantastic night. They became friends that night and been friends ever since. From the album Folk Songs at the Octagon, here's Dave Brooks and Bernard Wrigley with The Man Who Waters the Workers' Beer. The bugger.
I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer. I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
Now when I waters the workers' beer, I puts in strychnine, some methylated spirits and a drop of paraffin. But such a brew so terribly strong might make them terribly queer. So I reaches me hand for the watering tap and I waters the workers' beer. All together!
I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer. I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane and I waters the workers' beer.
Now a drop of good beer is good for a man when he's thirsty, tired and hot. I sometimes has a drop myself from a very special pot. But a strong and healthy working class is a thing that I do fear. So I reaches me hand for the watering tap and I waters the workers' beer.
Oh, I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer. I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane and I waters the workers' beer.
Now ladies fair beyond compare and be ye made a wife, pray lend a thought to such a soul who leads a wandering life. For water rates is terrible high and paraffin's terrible dear, and there isn't the profit there used to be in watering workers' beer.
Oh, I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer. I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane and I waters the workers' beer.
Dave Brooks and Bernard Wrigley from the album Folk Songs at the Octagon with The Man Who Waters the Workers' Beer. Now, another lad who slept on the couch at our house at 9 Cathkin Avenue, Crumsall, North Manchester, was Nick Jones. Again, somebody who became a friend very early on in the years of the folk club and has remained a friend ever since. Many of you will know the story of Nick and how at the height of his career he had a, as he says himself, a fight with a brick lorry and the lorry won. sad end to a glorious, glorious career, but we do have some beautiful albums from the man. From the Noah's Ark Trap album, this is Nick Jones with a beautiful version of the traditional song, The Isle of France.
Came to the Isle of France, and around his leg was a ring and chain, and his country was of the shamrock green. I'm from the shamrock, this convict cried, that has been tossed on the ocean wide for being unruly, I do declare. Seven long years, when six of them they were up and past, I was coming home to make up the lost, when the winds did blow, the seas did roar, they cast me here on this foreign shore. The coast guard he played a part, and with some brandy he cheered the convict's heart, although the night is far advanced. A friend on the Isle of France. So we sent a letter all to the Queen concerning the wreck of the shamrock green. And his freedom came by a speedy post, for the absent convict they thought was lost. God bless the coast guard, this convict cried, for he saved my life from the ocean wide, and I'll drink his health in a flowing glass. success to the Isle of France.
Nick Jones, classic song, The Isle of France. That's from the album Noah's Ark Trap. Now, I just love this next song. Mighty Mo Rogers did not sleep on our settee. I just like this track very, very, very much. From the album Griot Blues, this is Mighty Mo Rogers with Shake 'em Up, Charlie.
I got one on the
Brilliant stuff. Mighty Mo Rodgers from the album Griot Blues with Shake 'em Up Charlie. Now, another sofa surfer who became a mate way back in the days of Auntie Kitty, round about 1969-70, I would guess. One of the great oaks in the forest that is the folk world is Dick Gawkin. Here he is with another Ed Pickford song. Ed Pickford wrote the song about the devil's dust that you heard earlier on in the show. And this one from the album Handful of Earth is called Worker's Song. And nobody, but nobody, even though I've tried to sing it a bit myself, sings it as well as the mighty Dick Gawkin.
Toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to earn your pay who for centuries long past, for no more than your bread, have left for your countries and counted your dead in the factories and mills, in the shipyards and mines. We've often been told to keep up with the times, but our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job, and we're slide rule and stopwatch our blind day abroad die. But when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth, though we've never owned one handful of earth. Ones to stand, we're the first ones to die, we're the first ones in line for that pie in the sky, and we're always the last when the cream is shaved out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about. I am all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun. We've been yoked to the plough since time first began. I had always expected to carry the can.
I think that's one of my 20 classics of all time. Just perfect. Brilliant, brilliant song written by a great songsmith, Ed Pickford, and Gawkin, of course, just hammers it beautifully. From the album Handful of Earth, Dick Gawkin with The Worker's Song. Now, I slept on this lad's sofa in Barnsley many a time. It was actually Dick Gawkin who introduced me to Dave Berland. Dick was staying on our sofa on tour. We both had a night off, and we went to see Dave singing at St. Clair's Folk Club in Blakely, North Manchester. I was gobsmacked, both by his voice and by his guitar playing. For me, he's just one of the great stars of the folk world, a natural-born singer and communicator, and he's still at it. Dave Berland made an album called The Dalesman's Litany on the Bill Leader label many, many years ago, about the same time as I did A Lancashire Lad. It is still one of the classic albums of all time. And here is the title track.
It's hard when folks can't find the work where they was bred and born. When I was young, I always thought, well, I'd bide me through it and corn. But I've been forced to work in towns, so is me litany. From Hull and Halifax and hell, good Lord, deliver me. When I were courting a Mary Jane, told Squire, he says one day, well, I've got no room for wedded folk, choose will to wed or stay. Well, I couldn't leave the lass that I loved, so to town we had to flee. From Hull and Halifax and hell, good Lord, deliver me. I've worked in Leeds and Huddersfield, and I've addled honest brass in Bradford, Keithley, Rotherham. Well, I've kept me bairns and me lass, and I've travelled all three ridings round, and once I went to sea. From forges, mills, and sailing boats, good Lord, deliver me. I've walked at night through Sheffield lanes, well, 'twas same as being in hell, where furnaces thrust out tongues of flame, and they roared like wind on fell. And I've summed up coil in Barnsley pit, we muck up to me knee. From Sheffield, Barnsley, Rotherham, good Lord, deliver me. I've seen fog creep across Leeds Brig, as thick as Bastille soup. And I've lived where folks were stowed away, like rabbits in a coop. And I've seen snow float down Bradford Beck, as black as ebony. From Hunslet, Holbeck, Whipsy Slack, good Lord, deliver me. But now us children are all fled, to the country we've come back. And there's 40 miles of heathery moor, 'twixt us and coil pit slack. And as I sit bit fire at night, well, I laugh and shout wiggly. From Hull and Halifax and hell, good Lord, deliver me.
The Dalesman's Litany, Dave Burland, from the album of the same name. Now, I loved the Scots group Malinky from the very first time I heard them. Great musicians, of course, and the voice of Kareem Polwart just has that totally authentic note. As many of you will know, her song I Burn But I Am Not Consumed, about Donald Trump and his Scots heritage, won the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards the other night for Best Song. When it came to picking a track from Kareem's canon, it was a toss-up between The Sun's Coming Over the Hill and this one, Follow the Heron, which is now well and truly set into the folk canon, because it is simply a beautiful song.
The back of the winter is broken, and light lingers along by the door. And the seeds of the summer have spoken in gowns that bloom on the shore. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight, as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home. stoked all our fires with fear. Now these bones that lie empty and hollow are ready for gladness to cheer. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home.
Can you say about that track other than that it's perfect? Follow the Heron from Malinky's album Three Ravens. Just got time for a couple more tracks. I'm going to play something now from Desi Donnelly, an album that was recorded at my studio in Dentdale in 1999, would you believe, 20 years ago. The track I'm going to play is Absolute Perfection. Seriously, you are not going to hear better traditional fiddling than this anywhere on the planet. You might hear stuff that's almost as good, but you'll never hear anything better than this. Three tunes, Tom Rose, The Trip to Athlone, and Cathal McConnell's. Just listen to the poise, the delicacy, the beauty, and the just authenticity, the rightness of this track.
Thank you.
Totally brilliant. Recording engineer was Alec Lyon, who's got one of the best pairs of ears in the business. Absolutely wonderful. He recorded that for all you buffs out there that are interested by putting a U87 underneath the fiddle to get all the bass resonances and an old Sennheiser pencil mic on the top to pick up the treble. And the placement of those microphones, I think, made all the difference to that recording. Wonderful. I was there on several of the nights. Desi used to drive up from Manchester, play for 3 or 4 hours and go back home again to Manchester. The album was put together over the course of about a week and a half. And what a beautiful album it is. One of the classic traditional folk fiddle albums of all time. I'm going to finish my birthday bit and the programme itself with one of my favourite tracks ever. Brandon Behan, working with Joan Littlewood at the Theatre Workshop, wrote a play called The Queer Fella, about a man in prison about to be hanged. And one of the songs that Brendan wrote for the play was The Old Triangle. Jackie McCauley does the best version of this song ever. Before I play it, I'd just like to say thanks ever so much for listening, not just now, but for the last six or seven years. We've had some good times, haven't we? If you'd like to help this show carry on, then just send us a couple of bob if you can. It doesn't matter if it's a quid. If everybody who listened to the show sent a quid every month or so, we would be laughing all the way to the bank. We'd have enough to pay for the website, the electricity, the heating, all the stuff that we have to pay for, and it would be great. Anyway, let's see what happens. Here to take us out before I go and have a celebratory glass of red vino is Jackie McCauley from his album Shadow Boxing with his Cajun or Tex-Mex version of Brendan Behan's song The Old Triangle. Thanks again. Do mind how you go, because it's a rum do these days, isn't it? Ta-ra.
A hungry feeling came over me stealing, and the mice were squealing in the prison cells. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. The day was dawning, the warder calling, get up you bowsy, clean out your cell. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. The screw was peeping and the lad was sleeping, and he was dreaming of his girl Sal. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. And the day was dying and the wind was sighing as he lay crying in his prison cell. And the old triangle went jingle jangle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. In the female prison
Django.